one and at Miss sister's house, and she come out with a bowl, a soup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she's gonna let him eat it. And he asked what it was. She said, "Go and eat it." You know, so he ate it, and it was good. He ate another one. She gave him another one. She asked, "Do you want another bowl?" He said, "Yep." So she said, "Do you like it?" He said, "Yeah." But he still don't know what it was. It was the brains from the hog that they just killed. You know, he said it wasn't the best. After you'd done it, you know.
Yeah.
I told him,
you probably wouldn't have done it.
It made me sick. Well, I might have made me sick, but I wouldn't have ate no more.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of junk.
If you're riding a horse, the part of the saddle that you put your feet in?
Stirrup.
Okay. And let me see. If you're walking along and you slip and you fall that way, you say you fell.
Fall backwards.
Okay, you fell that way, you
forward.
Fall. Okay. Okay.
Now, a lot of stuff you're asking are stuff that I never really had that much to do with. It's like buck or car, or I don't know about so much about car, but buck mostly. Like Buck's daddy, you know, did a lot of the stuff you're talking about, and they know about all the older
mm-hmm.
stuff. Okay, Buck daddy made Buck do it with him, a lot
mm-hmm.
of stuff. So Buck would know more about what things were called or how things were done.
Yeah.
You know, like Carl, he never did it or tried to do it that much. Daddy didn't want him long because Carl wasn't as manly as Buck was, you might
mm-hmm.
say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Buck was more of the man of the thing, but Carl, he's, you know, too much of a sissy. I mean, you know, really,
yeah.
more or less.
Yeah.
And all. And then like Bill would know because Bill was raised in the country, like, you know,
mm-hmm.
he'd know pretty much a lot of the words and
yeah.
where things were done. Because I remember being at Bill's house and watching him cut wood. And Buck cut wood. I remember Buck and him cutting wood up to, shoot, I was in high school. In fact, I was through. And they were still cutting wood for wood stoves. And then Bill, down at his daddy's place, I remember Bill's daddy used to bring loads of scrap wood home from work. Because Bill's daddy worked out at Fort Gordon. And Bill would be out there cutting up.
Mm-hmm.
First your kindling, and then your regular wood.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd have to get the wood started and get up. I can't remember whether I think they had a wood box. So they had wood in the morning, but they needed more, coal or not.
Mm-hmm.
Bill got his butt out there and they got that, you know,
mm-hmm.
the wood. Same thing with Buck and them, you know, they cut wood. And, you know, and in the morning they'd have to get up and, you know,
maybe. How'd you eat the place where you grew up? How'd they eat that?
Pure oil.
Pure oil.
They don't like gas, don't like the way it smells.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's thinking about butane, not natural.
Mm-hmm.
And then he don't like to give him a headache. And we always did it like that. But then, you know, everybody in that neighborhood that I know, like, we were modern to have fuel oil. But majority of people up there had wood stoves.
And stuff.
You know.
Open the fireplaces.
Stuff like that. You know, burn
out. Did you have a fireplace in your house?
Yeah, we burn it too.
The things that you put the wood across, what do you call that? Is that anything?
I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about, but I would just say the grill or something. I don't know.
You ever hear them called iron dog, or dog iron?
Dog iron. Now I've heard them call that.
Dog iron. When a farmer goes out and plows, you know, and he if he gets a good crop out of a field, let's say he's planted some let's say he's planted some wheat and he gets a good crop, he might say, well, every acre gave us 40. Talking about how much he got to an acre.